A soul center can become a marriage ministry hub when it brings several faithful pieces together. Wedding officiant ministry may be the doorway, but the hub becomes larger than the ceremony. It becomes a local place of prayer, preparation, formation, follow-up, mentoring, referral wisdom, and future leader development. Think of a couple preparing for a wedding. They contact the officiant because they need someone to lead the ceremony. But as the conversation unfolds, the officiant notices more. The bride and groom are excited, but they are also stressed. Their families disagree about ceremony details. They have different church backgrounds. They want a Christian wedding, but they have not thought deeply about covenant marriage. A Soul Center marriage ministry hub can give the officiant a pathway. Instead of only saying, "Let's plan the ceremony," the officiant can also say, "We would love to help you prepare for the marriage, not only the wedding day." That help may include Christian marriage growth, prayer, premarital conversations, a mentor couple, or a follow-up invitation after the wedding. Now think about a remarriage couple. They love each other and want a Christian ceremony, but they also carry prior wounds. There may be children, former spouses, grief, financial concerns, family resistance, or fear of repeating old patterns. A Soul Center hub can help the officiant slow down with compassion. The officiant does not need to become a therapist. The officiant can offer biblical reflection, prayer, course-based formation, and referral-aware pastoral guidance. If the situation requires counseling, legal help, abuse intervention, or specialized care, the officiant refers. A faithful officiant knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer. Now think about future leaders. A Soul Center marriage ministry hub can invite others into service. A mature couple may become marriage mentors. A prayerful person may support couples through intercession. A gifted speaker may pursue wedding officiant training. A relationally wise leader may pursue romance officiant ministry. A compassionate servant may pursue chaplaincy. This is how multiplication begins. The Soul Center does not merely provide services, it forms people for ministry. To become a healthy marriage ministry hub, a Soul Center needs clear structure. It should define its purpose. It should identify who it serves. It should clarify what courses or resources it recommends. It should name its boundaries. It should build a referral list. It should maintain civil responsibility awareness for weddings. It should avoid overpromising. It should remain connected to Christian Leaders Institute training and Christian Leaders Alliance pathways. It should encourage healthy church connection whenever possible. A Soul Center hub should also remain relationally warm. Structure without warmth becomes cold. Warmth without structure becomes confusing. Faithful ministry needs both. The bride and groom should experience clarity and care. They should know what is being offered, what is not being offered, and why the ministry exists. A Soul Center marriage ministry hub can become a beautiful local witness. It can say to the community, Christian marriage matters. The wedding day matters. The covenant life matters more. Couples are not alone. Prayer matters. Formation matters. Boundaries matter. Referral wisdom matters. Future leaders matter. When a Soul Center becomes a marriage ministry hub, the wedding officiant practice gains a broader mission. It serves ceremonies with excellence. It supports couples with wisdom. It invites marriages toward growth. It raises up leaders, and it points the community toward God's design for covenant love with truth, grace, and local Christian presence.